Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Islam ID. Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners from all around the world. This is IRIB English Radio. I am Beta.
I am Asma, and it's Youth Station.
Youth Station again.
Yes.
So, our beautiful home. How are you doing, dear sister?
Now that I'm here with you, yeah. I'm just exhilarated.
As you know, there is a story about Prophet Ibrahim, which it's a kind of famous story in Islam, that, God demanded him to sacrifice his son, Ismail. And, this is a kind of famous story that he accepted to sacrifice his son only for the sake of Allah. And at the time that he wanted to do that, he couldn't because Allah... didn't want him just to exactly do the thing.
Not that he couldn't.
Yeah.
The story is very much
beautifully
put in the Holy Book of Quran. And we also have the movie. So if anyone is interested in knowing more about it, you can go and watch the movie.
The movie is beautiful.
There are many versions for that movie. I guess everybody knows that.
Yeah. And after that...
But from Islamic perspective, the whole story is just like this. There's this prophet, Prophet Ibrahim, and then one night he dreams, and then in that dream he's been asked to sacrifice his son.
Yeah.
This is not there to be taken as literally as it is, because you have to think about it ironically. It has got so many things in it. Well, in that dream, he was asked to sacrifice his son, but that son actually symbolizes the soul of that prophet.
Exactly.
You have to sacrifice yourself in order to get developed and get into this better
to
version
do this,
of yourself.
Even thinking of doing something like that, just imagine of yourself just being asked to sacrifice something really precious to you.
Now, he was really a prophet. Difficult. He didn't start to question his God. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
If it was an ordinary person, then he would have woken up and then said, okay.
Just ignore it. Come on.
Yeah.
He
would have started questioning everything he believed in.
Exactly.
But then, since he's a prophet and since he's very much strong in his creed, he went to do the thing that he has been asked to do in his dreams. But then what happens is that as soon as he starts to bring the knife out in order to do that, well, by the way, his son was also kind of help to him. He said...
Not only kind of.
Yeah.
I think if I was in just his place, I would run away from all these things.
Again, see, but he is the son of the prophet. He tells his dad that, okay, do not pay attention to any...
temptation.
To any temptation, and do as you have been asked to do. So the father starts to bring out the knife, but the knife is not working. And then there comes the revelation, and then actually he has been asked not to do that because there has been a ship for him coming out, a ship. He sees a ship in front of him, and a voice comes to him that stop sacrificing your son and then go for the ship. And then that situation becomes a great event in a religion.
Yeah.
And then... that is called Eid al-Adha, or as we translate it, it would be the celebration of sacrifice.
Yeah. I think this is a kind of bit of a reminder for us.
Exactly. And you know what? Now, in all the religions, I guess, we have this ritual of sacrifice.
Exactly. And even in Youth Station, we have the ritual of sacrifice. We have to sacrifice the time for a break.
Thank you.
So speaking of sacrifice, the celebration of sacrifice, we are back again in Youth Station.
Yes.
And we're talking about this beautiful thing that now I want to bridge the gap between this beautiful celebration and ritual and our own real life. The routine life.
Very beautiful, because the idea behind these celebrations of sacrifice is just to tell you about sacrificing yourself, your pride, your arrogance.
Your time, your
sometimes
your age.
Sometimes your age, sometimes
everything just precious to you.
Yeah. Whatever and that's precious.
Yeah. You know, I want to ask you, what are you sacrificing these days?
What am I sacrificing? Well,
and
that's a very...
what is the upper in, I don't know, the goal that you're sacrificing all these things for?
Well, it's a tough question.
It is.
In life, we sometimes come to think that, okay, I'm sacrificing myself for the benefit of others. I'm sacrificing myself for my family. I'm sacrificing myself for getting into a special situation that I want to get into.
Yeah.
I sacrificed many time and my youth to get into a special position. And then when I get there, I feel like, okay, life is absurd. Why I need all of these much of, you know...
Exactly, because, you know, I think human being is a bit of a selfish creature. You know, we have some kind of tinge of being the selfish person.
And greedy. The more
greedy
we get...
and selfish.
The more we get,
the more we want.
Yeah, and that creates too many problems. But in general point, I would say... There are two types of sacrifices.
Yeah.
One sacrifice, which is valuable, you're sacrificing something or yourself for the better cause.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one, the unvaluable sacrifice. You do the sacrifice as if just the thing that happens in these, you know, if we bring it into the real world, you do the sacrifice, but it does not change anything in you.
And just sacrificing everything, you come to yourself and just think everything's empty, you know?
Yeah.
The second part is, I think it happens to all of us that we sacrifice something for the things that after achieving to that things that we sacrifice our own precious things for that thing, we came to this point that, oh my gosh, how did I do that?
And then in that very point, we come to remember all the stories that we have heard from Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, like Lady Fatima al-Zahra, who is the role model for women, or Imam Hussein alayhi as-salam, who has got the greatest sacrifice of the entire universe. We come to think of them and then see that the best form of sacrifice is the sacrifice that you do it for Allah.
Of course.
You sacrifice your arrogance. You sacrifice precious things that you have, which are, easy things compared to what I just told you, compared to the examples that I gave you. These are considered as just very trivial things. But then, only in that case, you wouldn't feel empty because you have done it for God.
For something which, you know, you are sure and certain that there would be a kind of, I don't know, prize or whatever. There is something for you there that you are doing this.
And some people sacrifice their money, you know. There is this story that I once was reading it about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He did the sacrifice. I don't know what they were sacrificing. I just remember the whole story, and the idea behind it is very important. And then the Prophet did not leave any of that meat for himself.
Yeah.
So there came a man and asked him, so you gave it all away. There is nothing for yourself except this very little piece of meat. Why did you do that? And then the Prophet replied, the things that I gave to others are the things that are going to remain for me. And the things that I kept and the little piece that you're talking about and I kept for myself is not going to remain for myself.
Yeah.
You know, the rewards of the things that you give to other people is going to be the thing that would remain in your book of life.
And this could be a really beautiful mindset that we sacrifice our things, our own precious things to other, and these are the things that will remain in the afterlife, you know. But there is a dark point in this sacrificing story for some people. I think when a person comes to the state of sacrificing one thing, it's a big thing. It's a big deal.
Of course.
You know, it doesn't matter what is is the goal of your sacrificing. When you are going to this state, it means that you have something in your soul. You have something.
And you had a fight. You know? Because sometimes, exactly. If you can relate to that, sometimes you want to give something to someone and it's so precious to me.
And it's a really difficult task.
I have too many attachments to this thing, to this position, to this whatever that I'm giving away. But then we come to remember that verse in the Holy Book of Quran that you're not going to get to the point of prosperity and salvation unless you give away the things you love the most.
Yeah, this is really nice.
Yeah.
And talking again about that dark part of the story of sacrificing, there are a group of people who just sacrifice things, but not for a goal which, you know, matters.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
This is
the
really
better cause.
Sad. You know, because they are doing this sacrifice, but they are not just being paid the beautiful thing that is promised here.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
Here, I think you have to go for the truth. Sometimes you are cheated by other people's beliefs, and sometimes you are lost in this big world full of, I don't know, different philosophy, different things, different mindsets. And so just you have to go for the right one, the truth.
Now, speaking of sacrifice, and since we're talking to the youth, something just popped up into my mind, but I guess we have to go for a break, and then after that I will tell you.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
Being sacrificed and sacrificing things. You were talking about something.
God. Being sacrificed.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so tragic.
This is dark. Yeah. You know, being sacrificed. And sometimes we are sacrificed for the beliefs that we have in our minds, you know, sacrificing oneself, when you sacrifice yourself.
Wrong beliefs are going to sacrifice you.
Yeah.
But if you have good ones, they're going to improve you.
And this is beautiful, you know, kind of paradoxical, beautiful content that sometimes you sacrifice yourself for something which is the exact truth in this world.
Yeah, you still are listening to Youth Station.
Youth Station.
This is the last part. This is the last part. And I told you before the break, I told you that something popped into my mind about the youth and sacrifice. There's some people whom, when they get old, they start to sacrifice things. But then when they were young, they were so ignorant of sacrificing things, whether it be their wealth, their time, you know, everything precious to them. They start using it and doing it to the highest point. But then when they get old, when they are out of energy, they start to pretend like, not to pretend, perhaps this is what happens.
But it's they a bit start too to, yeah, late, you know.
It seems to be pretentious.
Yeah.
They start to act like, okay, I'm a good person, I'm sacrificing everything. Okay, then what about when you were young? If you do things according to what Allah asked you to do, at the age of your power, at the age when it is called the prime of your life, it has got a different taste, I suppose, from when you do it in the old age of your life, when you are powerless and when you did not have too many options. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But when you're young, you have too many options. Just think about it. What kind of things you have to sacrifice? What kind of things you have sacrificed up until now that was so useless and you shouldn't have done it? And do you even think about sacrificing many of your pleasures in life as a youth?
And let me give you a shred of hope here that it doesn't matter if you made some mistakes in your life, you sacrificed just the wrong things. Here again, there is a long way ahead
of you, of course.
Because we are youth generation, this is youth generation.
And God is there always.
To protect you.
The doors are open. The doors of the sky are always open for you.
And just sacrifice the things that Allah will pay you back with some more precious things.
Yeah.
That's the point.
Of course. He would make everything up for you.
Exactly. And that was all the time we had for today's episode. Thank you for listening to us. Me and my dear sister here, Asma. Just bid you farewell. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.